Hey, do you want to be like me and make podcasts that everyone loves? Yeah, you do. But chances are, you don't want to spend a bunch of money doing it. No worries. A solution exists. Spotify's got a platform that lets you make podcasts super easy, then distribute those podcasts everywhere, and you can even earn money doing it. All in one place for free. It's called Spotify for Podcasters, and here's how it works. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else podcasts are heard. Also, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. I'm speaking from experience when I say that all those additional features like video podcasts, Q&As, polls, those are things you won't find for cheap elsewhere. But with Spotify for Podcasters, it's all totally free. No catch. I highly recommend you give it a try. Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Thanks. We love you. Hey, everybody. This is Adam, co-host of the podcast you're about to listen to. Just a heads up, this episode was initially recorded way back in 2017, or maybe it was 2018, depending on the episode you're listening to. Who knows? But in case you're wondering what the hell is going on, what we're doing here at Pretty Scary and Conspiracy the Show is releasing some of the back episodes that we've been sitting on for the past couple years that used to be Patreon only. Sure, the stuff you're about to hear about is a couple years old, but the episode's new to you if you've been listening for free. If you want to hear new episodes of Pretty Scary and Conspiracy the Show, subscribe on Patreon. There will be two new episodes every single month of both of those shows, and you get bonus episodes of all the other podcasts that I co-host and a bunch of other good stuff for just $5 a month. It's the only place to hear new episodes of Pretty Scary and Conspiracy the Show. That said, maybe you can't afford to subscribe. Maybe you don't want to give me money. Maybe you can't afford it and just don't want to. Hey, that's fine. I understand. For you, we'll still be putting out episodes you haven't heard before. They'll just be some of the older episodes from the early Patreon days and the early Connect Pal days. Anyone remember that? I certainly don't. Anyway, patreon.com/unpops for new episodes of Pretty Scary and Conspiracy the Show, bonus episodes of all the podcasts I co-host, and lots of other stuff. Give us more money. We'll send you a birthday card or something. Anyway, let's get to the show. Thanks, everybody. We love you.
Welcome to Pretty Scary. With your hosts, Caitlin Cutt, Gary Martin, and Adam Todd Brown.
Now we're recording.
Yay, Christmas, 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 Christmas.
Carrie, what's the name of this podcast?
Pretty Scary Boo.
Ah!
Boo! Woo! Oh my God.
Pretty Scary.
So scary.
It's the Christmas edition.
Yes.
Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. That was good. I'm proud of that joke.
That was. That was very good.
Nothing better than a joke that no one laughs at that you're proud of.
People are going to laugh. You just got to give it time for this to come out. It's one of those jokes that'll creep up on people.
It might spook them.
And they'll be walking one day and just...
It's a creeper.
When you did that...
Tap you on the shoulder. You look around. It punches you in the face. I call it vodka.
Right in the face.
Whoa, right in the face. This arrangement didn't actually help us.
No, it didn't.
Did you notice that?
I think if you move those headphones... There it is.
Ah.
Oh, now I
that.
Can see your face.
Kiss me. That was like a makeover that you just got.
I look so much better without a pair of headphones in my face.
He took his glasses off and now he looks like Rachel Lee Cook.
It's amazing.
Gosh,
so
crazy. What a babe.
How's everyone been?
How many car accidents this week, Caitlin?
Yeah, you know, one of my coworkers thought it would be really funny to make a little post-it note into one of those signs, like, there have been zero accidents this week.
Oh, yeah.
But he just wrote, there have been zero accidents this week on the first page of the Post-it pad. So, I mean, like, I got what he was doing. But I was like, but if I tear this away, then it doesn't.
Yeah, there should
the whole sign is gone. And now you just have given me office supplies, which I appreciate because it's.
Yeah, he should have made it so you could tear one away.
Right.
So it said zero.
Yeah.
Right. Like a countdown.
What a missed opportunity.
Yeah. You know what opportunity I didn't miss this weekend?
Go ahead. Tell people. I know, but I don't want to spoil it.
Well, it was the opportunity to dress like an elf.
Nice. How did that go?
About like you would expect. I got a lot of like, look at Santa's little helper's pretty tall. Because I'm 5'10 to everybody. Nobody knows what I look like yet. Or maybe some of them do.
People know. I don't know.
I don't know if my height translates through sound.
On the podcast?
I would be like, with that voice, she's probably 5'10, 5'11.
Yeah.
Do you think I sound tall?
No.
Oh. I don't know why, but like, I'm happy to hear that I don't sound tall. I don't know what that means. That's some junior high buried bullshit right there. But anyway, yeah, so I got to dress up like an elf, and it wasn't good.
Didn't you do karaoke?
Oh, no, that's the office Christmas party. I'm hosting karaoke in an ugly sweater costume this week. That's
so
a different thing.
There was a picture of Caitlin, and I can't remember what you were doing. But the guy behind you, I was like, oh, my God, he's so hot. Oh, and she was like, that's the boss's son.
Okay, well, theater of the mind, everybody. It was a community ribbon cutting. So I was holding scissors that were about 4 feet. So, again, I mean, I've been assuming people could guess how tall I am. These were large scissors. Unless they're like, wow, she's so tiny. But I'm holding these giant scissors, and I'm, like, making a funny face. And my boss's son is behind me. And I post this picture on Facebook, not seeing my boss's son in the background. In my
right.
mind, he's just, you know, white noise. And there's all these people commenting, like, ha, you know, whatever, you're funny, or, you know. And then Carrie's like, who's the hot guy behind you? And I'm like, oh, my God, that's my boss's son. But the best part was, is my coworker, I let a couple people from work know me on my Facebook page.
Ballsy.
Yeah, well, we're good. We're cool. But one of my coworkers saw that comment, and then it turned into this like weird office like conversation where it was like, is he good looking? And I'm like, I don't want to talk about like I
yeah. yeah.
No.
And he's what, mid-20s?
Mid, under mid. He's youngish.
Under mid?
Yeah.
And I'm 40. I'm such a dirty old man. I was like, he's so hot. And I was like, look at that. He had like the walking cast.
Yeah.
And that was from a dodgeball tournament.
Yeah, we had taken everybody to dodgeball, and he had rolled his ankle.
Fucking corporate.
Dodgeball?
No, I work in a TV show. I'm telling you, it's a whole other world.
It literally is The Office.
Yeah, it's interesting. I like my job, but there's just a lot of things that happen there.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Yeah,
you
a lot
to
of
dress up like an elf?
Yep. I was Big Bird. I was a disco lady. I have at work. This has all happened on office time.
Wow.
Yeah.
I get to go to BJ's for lunch tomorrow at the block in Orange, and then we get to have a scavenger hunt.
I just work here.
With adults.
God, I wish I had your job.
Yeah, you've got a good job. This is a great office you got here.
Yeah,
Adam.
I just wake up. If I leave, I'm leaving work. Otherwise, I'm just here working.
But do you just then not? I don't know. I felt like when I worked from home that I never left my house.
Yeah, I'm trying to get better about it.
Okay.
Me and Chet Wilder.
I didn't mind it.
Me and Chet Wild are doing a self-improvement podcast.
Oh, interesting.
Where we're going to hold ourselves accountable to...
Is that the one where people will fight?
Yeah, we're going to fight. Yeah. Whoever doesn't improve gets beat up, basically.
I really don't know. You don't know Chet Wild. He's 5'10". You can tell by listening to him on this podcast.
Right. Yeah, you can tell from his voice.
Definitely. But I don't know who would win.
I'm just imagining this like Indiana
yeah,
Jones
I don't know.
Weird
I feel like
kind
he's
of
stronger,
standoff.
But he's scrappier.
Yeah, Chet seems like he would be.
I feel
wiry.
Like we attribute scrappiness to short people
well,
way too much.
He's not.
He's not short.
No,
I think
I'm
Chet's
sorry.
Taller
that was
than me.
More of a sidebar conversation. I'm just saying, like, scrappy, just they're all like Ratso Rizzo. I don't know. He died at the end of the movie. But anyway, so I don't know. I just think scrappy's a weird thing. It's like, oh, she's quirky.
Yeah. All right.
What are we overlooking? That's my question. I'm just kidding. I don't know, Chet. I'm talking shit
on
this
person. Oh, I was in a flip cup tournament.
That's great.
Nice. How did that go?
The same day I was dressed as an elf. Mm-hmm. So that was interesting.
My team came in second out of 12.
Wow.
It's huge.
That's a silver medal.
Bah.
I need the podium.
I'm really happy for you.
The Flip Cup Olympics.
The Flip Cup Olympics.
It were
it's hard to say.
Something yeah. that I could have lettered in college. I would have.
You yeah.
I wish I could have.
It's a shame women don't have those didn't have those opportunities
so
back
impressed.
Then.
If I've said it once, I will say it a million times.
Yeah.
More alcohol related sports.
Speaking
please.
Of alcohol, it's Christmas time, guys.
It is absolutely Christmas time.
Merry Christmas. Time. Should we cheers?
Cheers.
I think this is
if
going
you're at
up,
home drinking, and I hope that
it's
you
Christmas.
Are.
Christmas. Here,
oh, you're somewhere drinking and
cheersing.
Listening.
Here's
cheers.
Well, I was actually going to make the effort to reach out
oh,
and
were
clean
you?
Glasses.
Okay.
Yeah, don't mind us, Caitlin. We were just going to...
Sorry, we're actually ooh. Cheersing. We're not.
We were going to touch
away,
glasses for real.
And you would think her wingspan, being 5'10", would be
passive
longer.
Aggressive in here out of nowhere. My wingspan. What?
It comes through in your voice. It really does.
I do have a large wingspan. I'm excited about this episode.
I am too. We're talking about the worst things to ever happen on Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, Christmas-ish.
How it starts is Caitlin writes notes and like all good
Carrie's so taken off
stories
by this because like for White Wine True Crime I'm just writing the notes in time for the most part. This was the first time she's ever seen so much prep.
No, nope, that's not
well,
what
no, that's,
I was surprised by. I'm
no.
surprised by the fact that it starts with my mom died on December 15th, 2004, and I know it's probably gonna go up from here.
Yeah, I mean, when you
maybe
start... When
no,
you
that's all the episode's about.
It's just my dead mom.
Yeah.
And her funeral was literally held the day after Christmas.
True story.
So every year, my tradition is to look up horrible things that happen on Christmas. Let's start with some stats.
Yeah, because there are horrible things that happen every year on Christmas.
But before the stats start, we want to somehow work in a quick chat about the song Christmas Shoes, the saddest and dumbest song ever written.
I don't. I'm going to look this up.
Yeah, pull it up now. Because,
talk amongst yourselves.
Okay, so I think much like 9/11, everybody knows where they were the first time
wait.
They heard Christmas Shoes.
Yes. You're paralleling 9/11. Like I knew
no.
I was on my way to get like an
everybody,
eye exam on
I'm
9/11.
You,
I don't know where I was when I heard Christmas Shoes, but it's an interesting comparison.
Christmas Shoes, I'm going to spoil it for Adam before he starts it because I'm a good friend. Christmas Shoes. Is about a little boy. It's Christmas time.
Who gets molested
nope.
by this
no,
guy
this
who worked at Penn State.
About the fox
what?
Catcher. It's not fox. No, it's not the... this is different.
It's not Jerry Sandusky.
No, it's not him either. No, oh. And actually, it doesn't involve molestation.
Boo.
I know, you're out. Gary's over it.
Do you have a preferred version? It
nope.
looks like every...
Hey, they're all a winner.
I like the one, the first one.
The... Yep, okay.
Trust us.
There's a mix, but
hey,
I say
Adam,
the first one.
Just go with it. Everybody who knows this song right now listening is freaking out. Oh, yeah.
Automatically, I wanted to hold your hands and have somebody light a Yankee candle.
I just changed my mind. I'm not going to ruin the song for Adam. This will be worth it.
It won't be.
Nice Adidas hat, fuck stick.
He's so annoying.
This guy's wearing Adidas hat with
by
a fucking suit jacket.
But he does look like he wants to molest him,
hold
right?
On.
Yeah, he's going to rape this kid.
Just hold on.
No, it gets better.
Yes. Dirty.
He doesn't look that dirty.
No.
Yeah, he doesn't. He looks fine, to be honest.
I think he's wearing a USC Trojan school cap.
Yeah. Here he comes. Hold on. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Oh, yeah.
He just wants this creep behind him to think his parents are close by.
Yeah.
The guy who works there, though, isn't wearing a name tag,
are
which
getting...
makes me think that he's robbing
you...
the store.
Wait, it's I'm watching it wash over Adam right now.
So mom's dying?
Yeah.
Hold on.
C- Because you want your mom to have fresh kicks if she's meeting Jesus tonight.
By the way, points for the most literal music video in the history of the world.
Yeah, the cashier's like, does that mean something? No, I'm seriously. I'm going to buy my mom new shoes because she's dying.
And this guy behind the counter is such a dick. Look at, so and he's, so he lip syncs this.
I'd be like, what kind of scam are you running, you piece of shit? Get out of here.
He's a gypsy for sure.
There are 16 people in this house and you're the only one that likes to make trouble. Laid it down. Slapped it down.
Threw it on the floor.
Yeah, he had to help him out.
Why does this rich dude have these shitty crumpled bills in his pocket? Was he going to buy crack with that?
Because he just left the strip club.
But if they look like they're at a sports shoe place. What shoes is he buying?
That's what I'm saying. He's buying his mom like a pair of Yeezys.
And then also the big reveal is that the shoes are loafers made out of upholstery.
Caitlin?
I mean, I'd wear them.
I know.
That's the truth. That's the honest to God truth.
Does Carrie, it make you look shorter?
Carrie, if I'm ever dying, I need you to buy me upholstery shoes.
And I would have probably less money than this kid does now.
Although you would be pacing around the shoe store in a beanie crying.
And figuring out a way to swindle the old guy behind me.
There's so many strong Home Alone allusions in this video.
Yeah. And this guy still looks annoyed. He looks like he gave the kid the money just to get him out of his way.
Billy, stop that boy!
Who wears a baseball cap or like an Adidas? Yeah, you know, baseball cap.
With a suit jacket.
It's very random.
Is mom dead already? Is that what's going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't make it through the end of the song, Adam.
Now he sees him in a dark alley, and now the butt rape starts.
Oh, yeah.
It turns into the Kite Runner.
This is where he's going to abduct the kid.
I mean, the fucked up part is you guys are making these jokes, but this is the Catholic church scheme, basically, to these children.
Yeah, we're on to it. We're like Michael Keaton and what was that movie that came out?
Birdman.
No.
I think
Mr. Mom.
Spotlight.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Thank
Spotlight.
You.
You're welcome.
And I'm Rachel McAdam.
Yeah, you are.
And I'm Ed Norton.
Nope.
Wrong. No, you're movie. Ed nope. Begley
you're the,
Jr.
You're the wrong. Yep. Also.
I'm Emma Stone.
What if there's I'm sorry, visiting hours are over, child.
Is that kid going to murder his mom with those shoes?
Good job, Ben Mentz.
Yeah. Directed. Sorry if you're listening to this, Ben.
She's like, listen, when I get buried, what I'd really like is a pair of nondescript loafers.
Yeah, well, I do.
Make sure you spend over $30 and you have to ask a stranger for help and payment.
Doesn't that song set the tone for what we're about to deal with?
Yes, it does.
Okay, song. All right, cool. So,
and obviously, when you get me those loafers, go to a sporting goods store.
Yeah, that's where you get some quality loafers.
Where fine women's shoes are sold.
Okay, so
you should have invested that money in braces. Did you see those buck teeth?
I think that the dentist was waiting for all the teeth to come in first.
Yeah, that kid had
They do that. They wait a little bit.
Some teeth.
Yeah, he had some issues.
I think that the best way to describe his mouth is wacky.
Or he has an overbite.
It was wacky.
Several bites.
A wacky overbite.
A wacky
like
overbite.
Shark teeth, like he's got rows.
he had a whole goofy thing. So
what a idiot.
What a fucking tool kid buying loafers for his dying mom. How pissed. You're dying and your kid with crazy teeth comes in and it's loafers.
Yeah.
Your last gift is loafers.
Get her an Xbox or something.
Man. Okay.
I mean, she's dying.
So we're going to...
You take it with you. You show up with gifts.
Maybe she's like, God, I'm so glad I don't have to keep these forever. Then dies.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if my kid, true story, if I ever have a child and they're like, here, mom, I don't care what kind of shoes they are, I'd wear them and have them forever. That's the kind of person I am. But I would be bummed if someone bought me loafers on my deathbed.
I would be like, I don't know what happened to the loafers you bought me, Kenny. Somebody must have stolen them.
Lying.
They got
last possible second.
I have
second.
No idea.
Okay, so let's go through some disappointing stats.
AAA. New Year's Day estimate, and I think we lump New Year's Day in with the 7-day stretch that is Christmas.
Yeah.
I feel comfortable with that. Okay, 156 deaths annually, and deaths prevented by seatbelts 57. So we're just gonna whatever. That's what we're going with. Between 2004 and 2008, there were an estimated 1,170 home fires per year that began with decorations, excluding Christmas trees.
Yikes.
So those aren't even the Christmas tree fires. These fires caused an annual average of 8 deaths, 54 injuries, and $19.1 million in property damage.
Do the costs never end?
Never end.
You got to buy gifts. You have $19.1 million in property damage.
Literally the opposite of the gift that keeps on giving.
Christmas is a nightmare.
It's a fucking nightmare.
Go on.
On average, 260 home fires begin with Christmas trees each year, resulting in 12 deaths, 24 injuries, and $16.4 million in property damage. That's like...
That's a lot.
How many Jeff May deaths are they? Are there?
Jeff May death!
Jeff May death! Jeff May death!
Let's get Jeff May Christmas shoes.
Let's do it.
So that he can feel good when he meets Jesus. candles started 45% of home decoration fires. So what you see there, let's pull it back to a 50,000 foot view here. You see the candles that people lay out in ample proportion interacting with all the crappy Christmas decorations right. that are out. So, I mean, that's rough.
And how many of those are Yankee candles?
All of them.
Yeah, 100% of the 45%, I think.
Yeah.
Side note, December is the peak time of year for all candle fires.
That's not surprising.
Across the board. I mean, Hanukkah alone, Festival of Lights, that's got to start. I mean, you got eight times right there.
But how much of that is fucking Hanukkah making Christmas
look
bad?
This is a war on Christmas.
Because they're all into candles.
That's the thing with statistics is you can't really, there's not real truth
here. Yeah, we call it Christmas because it's the one true holiday.
But you have to put up with all the others. Roughly 5,800 people per year were treated in the hospital emergency room for falls associated with holiday decorations. Is anybody else like thinking, what small soldiers we were just talking about? I just imagine now like just mischievous Christmas, like Final Destination deaths. Like there's a breeze and then like a manger falls over and a kid loses an eye.
The kind of thing people always survive in movies. It's almost like there's no height you can fall from in a movie that's high enough to injure you.
Chevy Chase is the one I think about. National Lampoon.
That's a solid candidate. Yeah, I agree with that 100%. More than half of these injuries, more than half of this 5,800 group were caused from, now talk about Chevy Chase, falls from ladders on roofs while decorating outdoors. That's a solid National Lampoon's injury. Mm-hmm. I just think that I wanted to open up the episode with like a pastiche, if you will, of other mayhem going on around Christmas.
And how many of them have brothers named Rusty?
All of them.
No. 100 and
sons named Rusty.
100%. And sons, really. If you think about it, someone's a son or a brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just putting it out there. Okay.
The electrical cord.
Yeah.
There's the CPSC, I don't know what that is, estimates that each year about 4,000 injuries associated with electric extension cords are treated in hospital emergency rooms. 50% of these injuries involve fractures, lacerations, contusions, or sprains from people tripping over extension cords. 13% of these injuries involve children less than 5 years of age. Electrical burns to the mouth accounted for 50% of the injuries to young children. Stop chewing electrical cords, you unruly goddamn kids.
I mean...
Where are the parents?
How many animals do you think die?
You would ask this question.
It's got to be a lot. Yeah.
Oh, it's got to be a lot. No, yeah. I mean, it's a good point. Because, I mean, the cat... Like, cat. Let's just... Cats. They climb in those damn trees like nobody's
cats
business.
Cats want to chew cords when they see them.
I'm more interested in dogs.
I know you're more... I was just starting with cats. I'm
cats are good kitties, though.
No, she's not a cat person. You're gonna
lose her. Well, no, their cats are good cats. so you should be worried about a cat person. I'm a pet person.
Yeah,
I like pets, but cats primarily and dogs.
There's no better choice. They're both
the kind of dogs.
No,
I do think that between cats and dogs, cats are far more likely to cause any number of these injuries that we're talking about. Cat jumps on you, you fall off a ladder. Cat spooks you knock something over and then something catches on fire. Cat knocks something over, it catches on fire.
Cat lights a Yankee candle, forgets to blow it out.
Fuck.
House explodes.
Yeah.
Cats do that. I will admit that.
I mean, that was a little Looney Tunes, but I saw it all in my mind. It was good. I'm into it. Okay, so there's the overview.
Kate's being a bitch.
I'm being a huge Christmas bitch. I'm the Christmas bitch. Did you guys read the news story about the terminally
about the terminally ill boy?
Yeah.
What a bummer.
Died in the arms of Santa. So this kid is dying slowly. Santa comes to visit him. Santa scoops him up in his arms. The article that I read said began with one Santa almost hung up his suit. And I'm thinking, spoiler alert, what if a kid's reading this and believes in Santa? Come on now.
Yeah.
One Santa almost hung up his Santa suit after a very emotional experience of a child dying in his arms. So basically, this kid's dying. Sorry, it's not funny, but this is so dramatic. This is like Christmas shoes level dramatic.
Why was the kid out if he was that close to death?
Because he's a kid and it's still Christmas time. And No. The Santa came to him.
Yeah.
It was like a visit. Okay. It was like a hospital visit or something. Oh. He was either in the home or a hospital.
Apparently, when the Santa went in, he said, if anybody's going to cry... out of here.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
did anybody read the article?
I did, but
me?
I didn't get that version of the story. The thing that I read, I mean, that makes sense. I think that's fair. Because, I mean, how great is this guy, though? Going into, like, a children's hospital, dealing with, like, the sickest kids that you possibly can. That's a pretty cool guy.
Yeah.
So then he's holding this child in his arms, and the Santa says, hey, can you do me a favor? Because the kid says, that, you know, they say that I'm not going to make it through the night. Mm-hmm. Says this to Santa.
Yeah.
So then Santa says, can you tell Jesus that his number one elf has arrived? And then the kid died.
That's creepy.
Well, then the kid says, like, Santa, can you help me with something?
Oh.
And then dies.
Oh, yeah.
Since when does Jesus have elves?
Santa's number one elf.
Santa
well, so
asked
is the child.
Santa, is he implying Santa's dead?
No, Santa was
just
telling the child,
kid. You're a good boy.
You're a good boy. Yeah. You're the number one elf. Like, made this kid's life basically.
You're getting to heaven.
His last thought was, I'm
such a cat person. Such a cat person thing.
Well, I'm about facts. I like, you know.
Yeah, he was like, I'm Santa's number one elf.
Yeah,
that was it. I mean, seriously, that's a shitty Christmas. So we're starting there with.
So then the Santa says when he goes home, he was like, I thought about hanging up my suit. I didn't know if I could do it again because it haunted me.
Yeah, well.
For weeks after.
Yeah.
Because before I could answer the kid, like, he died in my arms.
I can't imagine. Well, speaking of other people that have died on Christmas, we're going to move on to other historical Christmas facts.
Good.
This bummed me out. Charlie Chaplin died on Christmas?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I had no
Why
idea.
Did that bum you out? I
Again,
feel like
what
he
an asshole.
Was no, I feel like he was like a playboy. Like, I feel like Charlie Chaplin.
I like the idea of Charlie Chaplin for the most part. I mean, he's important. He did a lot of really cool stuff. He was like the first real like filmmaker activist comedian.
Yeah.
And there have been many since then, but he was really the first one to do what he did. I mean, I just think it's sad that he died on Christmas. He brought so much joy to so many people and he died on Christmas.
What was the thing where somebody tried to shoot him but then shot somebody else? Didn't we talk about this last week?
Somebody tried to shoot Charlie Chaplin but they shot somebody else?
Yes.
That's a good story.
Yeah,
that's what I say. And I think also he was there when the Black Dahlia thing went on.
I'm all in for that as well. I mean, I'm curious. Did you ever see the movie Chaplin?
Yeah.
Where Robert Downey Jr. plays Chaplin, like old Chaplin?
Yeah.
It's a weird movie.
Very weird.
It's not good.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan.
I'm the key demographic for that. Nobody wanted that movie to be good more than I did. And it's not a good movie.
Yeah, I didn't know he died on Christmas.
I just think that's sad.
That is sad.
What's the next one, Adam?
The next one is the Italian Hall disaster of 1913.
God, this is rough.
Yeah, this happened on Christmas Eve in 1913. More than six dozen people died in a stampede.
I mean,
following a false cry of fire.
One person yelled fire.
Yeah.
Just yelled it because they probably thought it was funny. And six dozen people went down.
Yeah. And this happened during a miners' strike in what they called copper country at the time, because there must have been, you know, lots of copper.
Mamma mia.
In the UP.
Yeah.
At the time. And this was back when unions were not protected by law and strikers were more likely to be beaten. So this was probably someone just trying fancy new tactics to break up a strike.
So you think somebody like in a snaggly whiplash outfit, because this is 1913. So
of course.
I'm,
oh, yeah.
They picturing were like a silk
dressed like
top
a cartoon
hat,
villain for sure.
Right. And a cape possibly. And he's like, hey, I think we know how to break up this crowd. Just yell fire.
Yep.
And it worked.
It did. Well, you're gleaning a lot from Italian Hall. This was in Michigan.
No, I'm just going with it. I'm just in it. Michigan? So what did they
sound
like? It
was actually a Great White concert in 1913.
Yeah. Hey, there's a fire.
They were at a rave.
Yeah.
Really quickly, if we can go back to Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, sure.
I would just like to say he was 88 when he died. So he lived a long life after what I seem to remember being multiple attempts on his life.
Yeah, I don't remember all the...
Yep. He made headlines. He was also there when Natalie Wood died, when she drowned. But it said...
That's true. He
that
was there.
2 months later, grave robbers stole his coffin and then held it for ransom.
Did you say Natalie Wood?
Yeah, I think he was on that boat
with Christopher Walken.
Yeah, with Christopher Walken and Robert.
I don't know if that's true, but I do know that he was on a boat with a hearse when someone got shot.
See?
Well, no, he died in 1977.
Well, he was also there at the theater when Abraham Lincoln. He was on the grassy knoll when JFK. Yeah.
Oh, it's all coming together, guys.
He was on the Space Shuttle Challenger.
With Christine Olive.
Baby
whoever,
on
yeah.
fire.
McAuliffe.
He was on that Malaysian airplane.
All right, listen.
That disappeared.
I feel like the next fact that we have coming up is by far the most shocking.
Yes.
So something happened on Christmas Eve, 1865. Anybody want to? I feel like I've been talking a lot
it
this
is
episode.
A gift to racists.
The yeah. gift.
The
well,
gift.
Nazis were the gift.
So, yeah. If like black people can say the N word, I guess we can say this word, the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah, we can say that.
Why wouldn't we be able to say that?
I don't really want to reappropriate it, but
it's formed on Christmas Eve, 1865, and
she's trying to. Yeah.
Caitlin took the liberty of putting 5 exclamation marks behind it.
But I just
it's
think,
exciting.
Well, what the fuck?
Just after the end of the Civil War, when it became obvious that the South was going to be forced to undergo drastic change as a result of the Emancipation Proclamation.
Crazy.
Of all their former slaves, as well as the federal government's reconstitution, blah, blah, blah. They decided to form a
yada, yada, yada.
Society
one thing
dedicated
led
to
another.
Stopping or reversing those changes. Derived from the Greek word for circle and the gay, like Lindsay Lohan version of Klan, the KKK utilized an extremely thorough and dedicated system of violent oppression to fight the Reconstruction. However, their efforts might have had the opposite effect. Many Northerners
possibly
saw
yeah.
what the KKK was doing and assumed the South hadn't learned their lesson.
Nope.
This resulted in widespread victories for the Republicans, who passed increasingly harsher laws to combat racism in the South. When such rule later declared unconstitutional was the KKK law, which gave the government far-reaching powers when fighting against a terrorist organization, up to and including military force. 9 separate counties in South Carolina were actually put under martial law as a result, with thousands
That's
being
crazy.
Arrested.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Didn't they have families or things to attend?
Also, like, okay, were the costumes part of the first Klan meeting? You think that came later?
Who did? Yeah. Who picked those outfits?
That I've always wondered how that happened.
Somebody who does enjoy costumes.
I know you do.
That obviously would have been my first concern. Like, so, okay, we want to show that we're white.
Do you want us to stop?
What's he doing?
Fun.
Yeah, I think it was around minute 30.
Okay. Yeah, we'll just
I mean, you're gonna hear me and Carrie. You can go back and listen to the audio if you want, but that was an interesting experience for everybody.
We could hear everything.
Yeah, I'm sure. You can probably hear me throwing up
yes.
on the audio.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's good.
So you can keep it if you want.
And then
It's in there.
Where
is
you
the point.
Turn on the garbage disposal.
I like if you edit it right.
Well, because it was building up.
Oh,
sink.
Yeah, you like barfed.
Yeah, it was violent. It was I just like violently threw up all of a sudden.
I just want to put it out there. If we get in round two, we're done and you're going to rest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if we're in that zone, there's no coming back from that zone. It sounds like something you ate.
I only ate at Lemonade today and then I ate a piece of that pizza. That's it.
Yeah, Carrie, I was going to say, we feel fine with the pizza.
Carrie and I went back and forth about that. All right, well, maybe you just felt really passionate about hearing that the KKK was formed on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
There's nothing less Christmas than the KKK.
And I said, how did they figure out their costumes? As somebody who likes costumes. So I said,
yeah,
they want something that's probably easy. Like if they're like, oh, wait, like we have to go do something. Like what could you grab quickly?
Sure.
A white bed sheet. But then you need to see. Then it also white.
Like, I mean, white. I was going to say that the strong thing is just it's whatever it is, Amos. It's got to be white.
Yeah.
But then why the burning torches and the burning crosses?
Maybe that's a Christmas thing now.
See, the burning crosses, though, that seems very anti. Well,
the burning crosses actually weren't a part of the Klan mythology at first. That came much later, in the history of the world.
I'm just saying these things evolve. You know, the Germans, they used to hide a pickle in the tree for Christmas. And now the Ku Klux Klan burns crosses.
I thought that was going in a Nazi direction. I was like, is that what? Did they lure?
No, it's a little Christmas surprise for you.
What a shitty place to grow up.
Germany?
Yeah.
Not really. Only if you were Jewish.
Here's your Christmas pickle.
If you found the pickle, you got an extra present.
I feel like they seem so fun, though.
But was it just the pickle?
No.
They were like, haha, get it? You got an extra present.
I don't understand the pickle part of it, but the way it used to go is that German families traditionally would hide a pickle in the tree, and the kid that found it got an extra present. And I don't know why.
Yeah,
they didn't get beaten that night.
Yeah,
bring your kids by so the adults can play a fun game of find the pickle with them.
Yep, that's how they said
Hashtag Germany.
And then they would all go out for beer steins.
Beer steins and
they're like
worst.
Wisconsin, like they don't have a drinking age.
Yeah, they called it der drinking age. That's what they called it. So I think that is the weirdest Christmas fact. I found that a couple years ago and cross-checked it in a couple other areas. Cause when I first found out, I was like, there's no way that this is true, but it's a thing.
It's true. Yeah.
It's a thing that's out there. Another horrible day of Christmas was the Christmas flood of 1717. This whole synopsis actually starts with a little song poem. The snow is snowing, the wind is blowing. I can weather the storm. Why do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. When Irving Berlin wrote this classic Christmas tune in 1937, and then Adam took my notes away, he certainly wasn't thinking of the Christmas flood of 1717. Turns out it offered little protection against the gigantic North Sea storm that brought massive flooding to the coast of Northern Europe. And here's the crazy thing. It happened at 1 a.m. on Christmas morning.
Oh, that's shitty.
That's how I feel. Like, you feel like you've made it, right? So you're like, oh, hopefully it's not going to be another shitty Christmas. Because I'm sure there were shitty Christmases back in the 1700s, just like there are now.
Of course. Everybody's
stressed out around the holidays.
Yeah.
Especially if you have to make all your presents. Can you fucking imagine if you have to make all your gifts?
Fuck that.
So you've made all these fucking gifts.
Them. What am I, a cobbler?
Yeah, you got to do something. That's when community was important, man. Everybody kind of was like, who's making what? And then we're all just going to switch crafts and everybody gets a gift.
Right.
You know?
By then, many of those who initially survived the floodwaters had perished from exposure. When skies finally cleared on December 27th, 2 days later, as many as 13,700 people were dead and countless livestock.
Sorry, Carrie.
And homes, whatever. We're lost.
Can you imagine, like, 1 a.m.?
It's just right into terrible Christmas.
You're super
asleep.
You
don't even get an hour in.
No. You're just, you're right. It's the first hour of Christmas, and everything swept. 13,000 people
is
a lot.
You wake up like, thanks, Santa.
And it's storm surges. It's not just like, it's like, a storm surge is like your house is covered in water all of a sudden.
Yeah.
You
have a definite problem on your hands.
Yeah. Go ahead, Carrie.
Talk again later about how the tsunami
Yeah, we're going to hit that.
Yeah.
No, I know, but I'm saying it kind of links up with this.
Yeah, there's another water disaster on the horizon.
Until then, though, we can talk about the stupid Iroquois Theater fire in 1903.
Yeah.
Oh, the stupid Iroquois Theater fire.
Yeah, Adam, you want to take the Iroquois Theater fire and lead this discussion?
Yes. The Iroquois Theater fire. Oh, wait. Are we skipping the fact that the Library of Congress burned?
Carrie hates nerds, so I have a feeling
1851.
Yeah, 100%. I hate nerds, so I definitely skipped over it on purpose.
Okay. Wow. Fine. No love for the Library of Congress.
I watched it happen in real time, and I've been so beaten down by her hatred of nerds that I didn't even fight back.
Oh.
I can promise you that when she looked through this document that I sent you guys, and she saw the burning of the Library of Congress, out loud she said, "Fuck."
Nerds.
What a nerd. Caitlin's such a nerd.
Oh.
Anyway, the Library of Congress burned down on Christmas, too, and a bunch of documents from Thomas Jefferson completely disappeared forever.
Yeah, it altered history forever. But what does Carrie care?
She doesn't. She really doesn't.
Stupid fucking nerds.
How were the dogs? Were the dogs okay?
There were no dogs in the Library of Congress.
Good.
And
they
Carrie
were fine.
Doesn't
Good.
Care about it.
So the Iroquois Fire Theater.
Our history.
This was in 1903, and way back then, as it is now, Hollywood put out, you know, their biggest movies around Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
That's a thing that has never changed.
Again, I'd just like to point out that it just takes more effort to get to the movies in 1903.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There's no Fandango.
And on Christmas Day in 2003, close to 2,000 people packed into the Iroquois Theater in Chicago for a matinee performance of the musical Mr. Bluebeard. Lame.
That part's lame.
Oh, I'm sorry. This was December 30th, not... Yeah. Christmas
Day.
Sorry. But still close.
You're good.
And everything was going smoothly until the second act when a light bulb malfunctioned and set a drape ablaze.
See why I went over all of the hazardous facts before we went through this list? There's
yeah.
a strong correlation.
Was the Great White playing? The Great White of 1903?
It was a rave. It was the Ghost Ship rave of 1903.
Good.
Yep.
And the flames spread really quick. As
so
they
awful.
Tend to do. And scenery, which was hanging from the ceiling, of course, and panicked cast members fled for safety as flaming bits of fabric rained down on the stage.
Because if you think about it, an old theater is like mostly wood and fabric and then lit by candles.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a terrifying...
And
I mean, why aren't there more Iroquois fires? Like, or do we just not know about them? Maybe just because it was Christmas that I found this one.
Well, it says when you go down to the tragically, if you can scroll down.
Oh, yeah.
Tragically, many of the doors were either hidden by curtains or locked to keep people from sneaking into the theater. Back in the day, you could sneak into the theater.
Yeah.
Those who couldn't escape quickly fell victim to the smoke and flames. When the fire department arrived, they found 575 people dead.
That's some
30
a
more
lot.
Would die at, I concur. That's like, I don't know, like a state back then, probably.
Yeah, it's a whole town. Can you imagine being from that town and 575 people are wiped out?
Yeah, that's like an apocalypse.
That's
crazy.
A horrible... I mean, what are your New Year's resolutions after that? Like, we will clearly label all of the exits going forward.
Well, exactly.
That
the
happened.
Only bright side to this grim Christmastime tragedy was the implementation of many safety features we know today, including clearly marked exits and outswinging doors that are always unlocked from the inside.
We should do a whole episode on the deaths that lead to safety precautions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we definitely should.
Because that's definitely, there's a lot of those.
Yeah, especially with like amusement parks.
Yeah, or high buildings.
Disney is an innovator in theme park safety because most of the good accidents happen there first. And then they're like, oh yeah, we should fix that.
Well, let's not say that they happened there first. They just weren't a traveling carnival. They could just move away.
Yeah.
I would venture to bet that most of those accidents happen in multiple ways.
All
over the country over and over again until they couldn't leave.
Yeah. Some idiot sets up a tilt-a-whirl in a mall parking lot.
And it was all tilt, no whirl. Drunk driving. Well, people still do that, but who was the first person to be like, all right, this should be illegal?
This is bad.
Oh, interesting.
I
don't know the answer to that.
I think it was kind of recent. Like, not...
Like, through MAD?
Well, in our... Like,
it was before that. It was probably, I bet it was probably 60s or 70s.
What about the D.A.R.E. program? When did they decide
That's
that
the
drugs
80s.
Were bad?
That's the 80s. That's a Reagan thing.
So drugs were fine before then. When did they decide that AIDS were bad?
Science is still out. Science is still out.
Yeah, we don't really have a strong answer.
Just like global warming.
Well, and technically nobody's ever died of AIDS. They just die from complications.
Correct. So,
yeah.
Just putting it out there.
It's not really a thing.
Here's one of the most recent ones, which I think all of us, anybody listening to this podcast was alive when this one happened. And this was the big tsunami in 2004.
Yes. I don't know why.
Day after Christmas.
I don't know why I said that. Like, yes. Finally.
I mean, you know, I forgot about this. It was a 9.1 earthquake.
Right.
Yeah. It was a strong one. For sure.
So, that's the biggest earthquake I've been alive for. I've never heard otherwise of a 9 point anything.
Now, this was caused by the 9.1 in Japan, right? Because there was also one in Chile.
No, it says off the Indian Ocean, off the coast of Indonesia.
So the earthquake happened in the middle of the ocean, the Indian Ocean.
It was releasing the energy equivalent of 23,000 Hiroshima-level atomic bombs. If it would have stayed on the seafloor, so they were saying at the beginning that the waves were like a foot high, but then all of a sudden, when the water, I guess, rescinded and got sucked back.
Into the ocean.
Into the ocean.
Yeah, you're doing great. I'm here with
when it came back towards people, it was like 100 feet high.
Yeah, which makes sense.
98 feet.
Yeah, the videos of it are terrifying. There's a lot of surveillance type videos and just videos that came out.
That's the other thing that I find really interesting about being alive today, because we're able to finally capture these occurrences. I just watched this really great documentary called Into the Inferno by Werner Herzog.
What?
Werner.
Werner
Herzog.
What's
it about?
Volcanoes.
Volcanoes and what goes on with the volcanoes.
The ash cloud kills people and consumes them.
I feel sick again.
Do you okay. really?
Yeah.
All right, make it happen.
Oh my God, I don't even know what to do with you, Adam Dodge. And I mean that in the nicest way possible.
I'm sorry my heroin problem is getting... I just haven't fixed in so many days.
So we think it's the lemonade. She said maybe the short ribs that you ate.
You had three women in your apartment where you were spontaneously vomiting, so that we got down to the bottom of it. And
we know it's not the tart.
Yeah, it's the only other thing I've eaten. I didn't eat any of the tart. The pizza didn't make either of you sick. I barely drank.
I think this is gold. We're going to end this episode and then we're going to go home.
Yeah, we're probably going to have to take the last week of the year off.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. You know what? We're not going to get a chance to talk about.
Well, we have all that research. We'll just do that.
I know.
Yeah, no, we're done.
We'll do that again.
With this episode. No, I know. In two more facts.
Don't appreciate it.
Hey.
Because now you're pale.
How much toothpaste have you been through?
Now you're not looking. Now you look sick. Now I'm worried about you in other ways.
Yeah. It's really weird. I don't know what's happening.
You have food poisoning.
Oh, damn it. Lemonade.
I mean, you definitely have food poisoning.
You don't expect it from a place like Lemonade.
I'm just going to put this out there, though. I can't wait for people to hear this episode because now there's no way for you to edit out that you were barfing twice in the recording. This is like our Heart of Darkness.
Was this worse or better than when Jeff May drank and threw up?
Well, this is worse because it's me throwing up. And that's
Carrie, yeah. Comedy is you fall down. Drama is when I fall down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Comedy is an emergency.
Is when Jeff May throws up. Drama is when Adam throws up.
I hope I come back to hear that you two are discussing this with the gravity that it deserves.
Nope.
And not making light of
I would strongly suggest
my
releasing
situation.
Micro episodes of the conversations that Carrie and I had while you were throwing up. I'm open to it as long as you are. We tried to have a normal conversation, but it didn't work because of the headphones.
And because I was in the background going...
Yeah, but we have headphones, so we were hearing it in stereo.
Oh.
I think had we just been in the
room...
The
first time was worse.
Yeah.
The first time's... Oh, we got great. It's right. It's good. Because you could also hear your journey of not getting into the bathroom.
Yeah.
So it was great because you're like, I'm going to throw up. And Carrie's like, what?
And by the way, your girlfriend... A plus.
Angel.
Plus.
It's a fucking angel.
Yeah.
So worried and but attentive every time.
You can hear it. I mean, you really feel
it's
the room.
Again,
yeah, she's
isn't
like,
it?
Oh, no.
No, I'm fine right now.
All on the
no,
audio.
But that's what You're, she was
we
saying.
Didn't miss a second of it. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, we were here.
Yeah, we should just leave that in. We'll
I think you were kissed by a rose.
From the dead?
Something.
From the grave?
It was Christmas shoes.
From
that's,
the dead
it
grave.
It made him so sick. He went his whole life without ever hearing Christmas shoes.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
Christmas
just,
shoes
it
made me sick.
Rocked him.
Will you guys stop at a sports goods store on the way home and pick me up some shoes for when I meet Jesus later
Loafers?
Tonight?
Neither of us have the teeth.
You might if you keep throwing up.
I know.
Neither of us have the teeth for it.
It's...
We won't have enough cash between us, but hopefully some old creepy guy wearing an Adidas hat right behind us.
That guy looked like a sketch of a bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good. All right. One more thing.
Looks like somebody would have
What do we have to talk
with.
About now?
You have added the Lawson family murders.
The law. I actually added two.
Okay.
The Lawson family murders. This is a weird. Were you going to say something?
Yeah, did
I
we
was.
Get through this?
I don't know if I have time. Yeah, just. Most victims were completely caught off guard because they didn't have any sort of warning system. 230,000 victims in 15 countries, $14 billion in property damage, the deadliest tsunami in recorded history.
That's a lot of dead people.
I just think it's funny that he threw up when we started talking about tsunamis the second time. It was a tsunami of
vomit.
Food poisoning. Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like it's going to happen again soon.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's wrap this up.
Well, the Lawson family.
Throw up.
Yeah, I almost don't even feel like. Do we have to?
We
no,
don't.
Just
we
can
don't.
You edit
you know
all
what?
Of that out? Just that part, say, the Lawson family part.
No, I'll just leave. It. Like we should just stop. I'm gonna die.
Listen, yeah. Adam's real sick. So,
and the last two we have to talk about are super depressing. And but I wanted to talk about it because the Lawson family murders. There was speculation that it happened because, again, he had a head injury, and
CTE.
Yeah.
Lawson family murders on Christmas Day in 1929. Charlie Lawson and his wife and six of seven children.
Yeah,
whatever.
He killed them.
Yeah, they're dead. Before Adam throws up, we got to get through this really quick. Reports of the dad suffering from a head injury in the months before that led to increasingly strange and aggressive behavior. Call back. This story has it all.
There was also rumors
Carrie,
of an incestuous relationship,
Carrie,
possible
he's not,
pregnancy.
Not going to make it.
Yep. Okay.
Do you two want to sign off? On
yeah.
This
all right.
Yeah. No. This is.
This has been.
Happy holidays. I'm gonna be sick listening to it.
We are horrible friends.
So sick. Oh God. Actually, I don't care about the Malaysian plane anymore. It's like took over. I think I'm fine.
I don't know how to stop. I don't actually know how to stop the recording.
I don't either, but let's cheers to us not having food poisoning.
Thanks for listening to Pretty Scary, everybody. Do you know how to turn this off?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Do you want to say goodbye?
Oh, so Adam can't make it.
Caitlin has tears coming down her face.
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening to Pretty Scary. We're on Twitter and Instagram and all sorts of stuff.
Adam's stomach right now. Pretty Scary Boo.
Merry Christmas. Bye. Thank you.